and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Lauren, Chris, and Sharpie. Hi, guys.
Howdy, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Hola.
Hola. Lauren's back.
Hey. I like the hola.
Okay. That's my new
Yeah, you should keep it.
But you're hola. Hiya.
We're going to reach out to an entirely different audience.
You know what it is? Alyssa and Amber keep talking. They have Spanish this marking period, so they keep talking to me in Spanish.
I might just start with mine with a guten tag.
Sharpie, are you going to switch yours up, or are you sticking with howdy?
I'm a hey, howdy, hey kind of person.
He's a cowboy.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing I think of when I think of Sharpie. Chaps. Right.
Oh, yeah,
he's
exactly.
On a steel horse he rides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, guys.
That may have been the first time we ever picked on Sharpie, just ever so briefly.
Okay. That's okay.
It's kind of fun. I think we should make a habit of it.
I enjoyed it, actually.
Sorry, Sharpie, you're going down.
Okay.
All right, so we are going to have a fun food topic today because we love our fun food topics. You know what? Any food topic is fun, so... It just goes without saying. But I do want to start off with a quick announcement. And I think Chris has one as well. But downtown Disney. Holy cow. Disney Springs. Let me
get
this
right.
Hey,
where's that?
I know.
Where is this downtown Disney that you speak of, Lisa?
You're just lucky I didn't call it the
Cowboys are.
She's living in the past.
Just be lucky I didn't call it the Disney Village Marketplace.
Exactly.
Well, you just did, Lisa.
No, I didn't.
She's going to get her e-ticket book.
Next thing you know, we're going to go to MGM.
And Epcot Center. Gosh, you guys are mean.
This is our vintage show, folks. Thanks to Lisa.
And we're done. That was it. We're done with it now.
Yeah, because there are no updates if it's vintage.
Oh. That's a good point, actually. You could talk about Nixon resigning.
Yeah.
What a shame.
I hate when that happens.
Okay, so Disney Springs last week took down the construction walls, and its new shopping district is now open. And what's kind of cool is Morimoto Asia has a new street food concept. This is aside from their dining room that they have. So they have this. It's a grab-and-go kind of a snacky type of feature that they're doing, and it's going to be reminiscent of the food that you would find on the streets of Asia. Let's see. So it's the first Pan-Asia dining experience, which is Morimoto Asia, is the first Pan-Asian dining experience that was created by Japanese master chef Morimoto. And what they're doing now is they're taking it to the streets and they're offering street food selections, and it's a new to-go concept. And by the time this show is posted and released, it will be open. It opens Sunday, May 15th. So it will be open by the time you hear this. And it's an extension of the main restaurant at Disney Springs, one of the neighborhoods called The Landing. And you can find both the main dining area and the on-the-go food over at The Landing. All right, and so there's another update that Chris has for us, and then we will get into our main topic, which we didn't even announce. We teased that it was about food, but I'll go ahead and announce that after Chris gives us the update.
So this update is actually not my own update. It's actually Mandy's update. And Mandy, you've heard us mention her. She does our Twitter feed for us. And yesterday, Mandy was at Disney Springs, and she was able to try several different things. She went to Sprinkles, which is the cupcake place that opened up in Disney Springs. I actually got to experience this in real time because she was texting me. Her texts were very funny, and but she loved the cupcakes. She was able to go to Burger Deluxe, which is a little restaurant that opened up. She thought that was fantastic. And she also went to Ample Hills Creamery, which is in the boardwalk, and she tried out the ice cream. So I think me, Lisa, and Lauren are all going to check those things out on you know, in the next couple of days when we go down there. So we'll have
eat our way through. Chris, you have to go on and get a free cupcake from Sprinkles.
Okay, we will. And we'll have a more personal update. But for now, I just wanted to say all of those things opened. Mandy loved them. She had a great experience. And she was actually at Morimoto today, Lisa, with two friends of the show, Mitch and Marla. But she wasn't able to try the street food they actually ate in the main restaurant. So she thought it was fantastic. So, and the last update I got from her was, I feel so fat. So
must have been good. That
I was. Well, you know, and she's young too, so she can burn those calories off easily.
Okay, cool. Right. Our topic tonight is going to be, if you had one table service credit, one single table service credit, and you're on the meal plan, what restaurant would you use it at in each of the four parks? So we're going to go through this and give you a quick rundown of a single table service restaurant. So no signature dining allowed. And we're going to run through real quick. And
I need one quick clarification.
Uh-oh.
It's one per park.
Oh, well, okay. Two quick clarifications.
Lauren.
Sorry. Okay. So am I alone or am I with my family?
You know.
That matters.
Well, everyone's really on the dining plan, so it doesn't matter.
So cost is not a factor.
No, it's not the cost. It's my choice would be.
Oh, because the kids.
I might want to go someplace else for the kids, where if I'm alone, I'm going to want to go someplace for me.
That's an excellent point. I am personally disregarding my children's wishes.
Yeah, it's all about you, Lauren.
It's all about me. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
That makes it even harder.
All right. I had you as the first one going. Do I need to throw you to the back of the pack?
No. It's okay. I can go.
All right. Lauren, Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay. I was ready for Epcot. You said Epcot first.
No. Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom.
Why did we save the Bummer Park for last?
I did them in the order in which they opened.
Oh, that's kind of smart and weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So Magic Kingdom. A tough one. I would probably go to Be Our Guest and get a steak and a glass of wine.
Anything to get your wine.
Anything to get my wine. Actually, if I'm in Magic Kingdom, I'd rather go to Ohana, but
no.
Leave in the park.
You told me I have to stay in the park. So
you have to stay in the park.
Be Our Guest would be my choice inside the park.
Okay. All right, Chris, Magic Kingdom.
I'm also going to Be Our Guest. Not because it's so great, but it's Be Our Guest.
Chris wants to have a glass of wine with me.
I want one of their – they actually have the best cream puffs.
Or the gray stuff.
Love the gray stuff. No, I don't like that.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
It's whipped cream and cookies. Oreo cookies and Cool Whip.
Still good.
Yeah.
Don't simplify it just because you don't like it. It's
good. I know. Somebody wrote that I was hilariously bratty, and I liked this is on the Mouse Chat Facebook page. I liked the first description and not so much the bratty part, but I get what she's saying. So we're going to be good this whole show, not be snotty or bratty.
She actually doesn't travel with you and she knows that you're bratty?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
I know. I thought it was funny. So hello out there. Okay, go ahead. That was my choice. Be Our Guest. I'm hanging out with Lauren. We're having wine.
Maybe some beer.
Okay. Sharpie, where are you going?
Can it be any meal?
Yes.
Okay. In Magic Kingdom, I would go to breakfast at Crystal Palace.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had breakfast there in October, and I absolutely loved it. It was phenomenal.
Wow, you have been on a diet too long.
I'm not a fan of the bear.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't like Pooh and the Crew?
They're okay.
Sharpie.
Pooh is cute.
What specifically did you like?
Give me Chippendale.
I mean, honestly, I liked everything about it. The food was fantastic. I mean, the one like specific dish was the breakfast lasagna. I know it sounds weird, but it was flipping amazing. It was awesome. It was really delicious.
Wow.
Can I just say something to you, Sharpie? I'm not going to trust your judgment on food until your diet is over. And you have done a really admirable job. But until your diet is over and you're like able to graze normally, like, you know, I don't trust you.
And see, I wouldn't choose Be Our Guest because I prefer Be Our Guest for lunch.
But you could do that. You could pick lunch. We didn't specify a meal.
That's quick service though.
Oh yeah.
It was the whole question. It was a reader question from Dana. It was table service, I believe.
Yeah, table service. So you're right. You can't have lunch, but you can have dinner.
Or breakfast.
Yeah,
breakfast. It's just going to be table service. But we respect your Winnie the Pooh choice. Not.
Hey, don't right. poo-poo me.
That was coming.
I like it.
And you just thought you'd have to bear it, right?
Stop.
Oh, come on, honey.
Very nice. All right, so.
My turn.
Oh, are we missing Lisa?
Thanks for noticing, Lisa.
All right, I'm next. I'm siding with the girls. I'm going to Be Our Guest. Like it. Love it. Getting me some dinner.
Lisa's having Be Our Guest with us. Woohoo!
Their steak,
you can have my
you know,
wine.
Their steak is consistently good. Mm. It really is.
Yeah. Lauren, do I get points?
You do.
Okay.
Can we get a picture with the beast?
I'll be available later.
I was going to say, I've got to tie Sharpie into this somehow.
Oh, goodness.
But yes, I'm going to get the strip steak with the herb, the garlic herb butter.
That butter thing in the French fries. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's pretty good for one credit, especially if you're on the dining plan. If you're paying out of pocket for that, you might as well just go to, you know, Yachtsman.
Where else can you get a beer or a glass of wine inside the Magic Kingdom?
Apparently, you don't know several crazy parents that I know.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, they're
flask with them.
Yes. I mean,
I get frisked all the time now going in. There's no way I could get away with a flask.
There's no, they don't frisk you. They have you go through. Well, no, they do. No, they don't pat you down. Isn't it? They just like you go through.
Only
the,
special people.
Yeah, Lauren, if you're getting patted down going through that security thing.
And I shouldn't be enjoying it. Is that what you're telling me?
You shouldn't be like, are you going to buy me dinner first?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm going to pat you down the next time.
Wow. Okay, I'm getting us back on track for just a moment.
The second
like super, super overtired, so I'm being very silly tonight, and I'm sorry.
We should actually track these shows and figure out if the second show is the more off-topic, goofy show.
Probably is.
It probably is. So we record. People don't know this. We record. When we record, we try to do two every time. Ideally, Steve would like us to do three, but we generally are able to do two every time. So
that's plenty. In my book.
And sometimes we only do one.
Which sometimes. This one could turn into. All right.
All right. Come on, people. Epcot.
Epcot.
No,
yay.
Wait. Epcot Center.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
My little retro. Okay. So, Lauren, Epcot.
Oh, the pressure of Epcot. Mm-hmm. Too many choices in Epcot. That's a hard one. I probably would do.
You're supposed to be prepared.
I know where Chris is going. Chris is going to Annapolis.
Thank you.
I'm going to say Chefs de France.
So good.
What are you getting?
You know, I'm right back to that steak.
You know, if anyone could mail us some high cholesterol meds, that'd be great.
With the potatoes, though, they have those au gratin potatoes are really, really good there.
Everything is good there. Everything that place is so underrated, Lauren. It totally is underrated.
I would like to point out a lot of times when we talk about food,
you
I would
like
say
the underrated places.
Well, no, Chris and Steve and I think Lauren start to get hungry, and I don't. You know, we can talk about food all day long. I'm getting hungry.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm
that
starving.
Doesn't happen.
I'm hungry all the time. That's how I live.
I'm not hungry.
Stop.
I'm not. Starving.
It's because you properly snack to fill your belly.
You did snack ahead of time, didn't you?
I am a snacker.
But that's good. And that's why it's working.
I have my little crackers that I keep on my desk, and mm-hmm. I only had three left, so I'm really hungry right now.
All right,
well, Chris. Epcot.
Okay, so everyone knows I love Via Napoli. Like, it's like my favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World besides California Grill. And so obviously I have to pick Via Napoli. And I get the same thing every time. I get the pepperoni pizza with extra pepperoni.
And Chris loves the service there.
I do.
You like the men there.
Do you know what?
Okay, well, those people are not bad to look at. Come on.
Everybody who works there is good looking. I think they're knocking Norway out. Well, Norway is like, are there Norwegians working in Norway anymore? Or are they like frozen cats?
There are still Norwegian characters.
Okay. So everybody, the moms always joke, oh, the waiters in Norway, check them out, or in Italy. But yeah, I think the ones in Italy might be winning. But yeah, it's just such good food. So,
okay.
And I always say that they can have the worst waiters. I don't care because the food is so good. It makes up for it.
Okay. Sharpie, Epcot.
Once again, I'm gonna go very bizarre here. Garden Grill.
I like Garden Grill too. I was kind of looking at that one.
Love Garden Grill. Love the different selection of food. Now I really do have to say though, I really wish they would upgrade the dining room experience there. Like the linoleum and like the formica walls and like the 1990s light fixtures really don't do it for me. I wish they would kind of upgrade that. And
well, and the characters have trouble getting around, too, because it's crowded. It's, like, tight.
It is. But the food is fantastic.
And you can't beat Chip and Dale.
And
I
Mickey.
Know the mouse is there, too, but Chip and Dale.
Farmer Mickey.
I love Chip and good. Dale.
And had I, if I were to choose something else, I would, and once again, kind of off the wall, I would probably pick Rose and Crown.
You're not allowed to take two if I'm not allowed to take two.
Sorry. No, I was just saying, not if fair. I had to pick another one based more on atmosphere, I would go with Rose and Crown.
Lisa, Sharpie, that's cheating.
You need to put your foot down, Lisa. Sharpie. Don't let me do that.
But you know what? Lauren. It's out there.
You let Lauren do it all the time, Lisa.
Stop being a
mom.
Stop poking me.
All right, my turn. You guys shush.
Good call.
No kidding. To your corners. All right, I'm going Chef de France, and
she even said it fancy.
She even said it with like a little accent.
Chef de France. Chef de France.
Well, don't say Chef de France.
I purposefully say it that way.
Ugh, it kills me. Chefs de France.
Chefs de France. Hey, Lisa. It's Chefs de France.
Sometimes just to avoid saying France, I say chefs. I like to eat at chefs. And if my clients don't know what I'm talking about, what's that?
I say le chefs.
Le chefs.
But that's not in their name. Yeah, I guess it's le anyway. It's not less. It's le.
Less.
Le chef de France.
Less one chef in France. Isn't that what it means?
Less chefs
de France.
They
came over here to work.
Wow. Oh, we have just lost our entire French-speaking population of listeners.
So this is Lauren went to a wake. Apparently, they were serving wine at the wake.
No, I was up all night, and I am so overtired. I'm just silly today.
Yes.
Okay, today? All right, but I'm going to get the grilled tenderloin. I love peppercorn on my tenderloin. They offer that, the green peppercorn sauce. Love it. And then they've got the potato au gratin yumminess. Good
au
stuff.
Au gratin.
Yeah.
Au gratin. Potato au gratin.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. And I may switch out my dessert for some French onion soup. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you can do that now.
Mm-hmm. Love their French onion soup.
Their creme brulee is really good, though.
Oh, it is. I've had that, too.
You know,
I also like the chocolate mousse, though.
I've got to avoid those desserts with alcohol, though.
There's no alcohol in the creme brulee.
Not the creme brulee, but the chocolate mousse.
It has it in the mousse?
Typically.
Does it?
Typically. See, this would have been that we should file that away as how to get your head kid to behave in line, because we were also going to do that show tonight.
Or get them to go to bed early.
Get the mousse.
Get
here,
the mousse.
Have more mousse, son.
Oh, boy. Lauren's going.
Now we're just violating all sorts of stuff here this evening. So.
Yes, we are.
Here's some brandy, some chocolate mousse. Go to bed.
Call CPS.
All right, Lauren, you know you're next again, right?
I'm ready.
I can tell. Lauren.
Yes.
Hollywood Studios or MGM, whichever you prefer.
So at MGM, I would get something completely different, but at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. At Hollywood Studios, I like 50s Primetime if it's a single table service.
Okay.
I love the fried herb and garlic cheese with the raspberry sauce.
Oh, that's good.
Yum, 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 yum. So I'm definitely hitting that one. And I think everything they have, the chicken pot pie is good. The fried chicken is good. So they have a lot of good stuff there.
Okay.
And great milkshakes.
That's true.
Yes.
And pretty darn good service 99% of the time.
Yep.
Well, unless you get yelled at because you put your elbows
having a
on
bad
the
day.
Table. It's never
give
good
you homework.
To put your elbows.
All right, Chris, Hollywood Studios, MGM, where are you eating?
You know, I'm probably going to go to 50s Primetime if I'm going as a grown-up. But if I'm going with kids, I'm probably going to Hollywood and Vine.
You're
and hopefully they have.
No.
You're not allowed
you're
to have two. We clarified this already. You
but my kids
I got
don't like
50s.
But you're going with me to 50s.
You're going selfishly.
Okay. All right. I'm going to 50s, and I don't know what I'm having. I'm going to wing it.
You could have.
You're gonna get the chicken.
The appetizer with the cheese.
You know, I'm not crazy about the chicken. You know what I love there? They're collard greens.
Ugh.
You can't have a meal of collard greens.
That would just be disgusting. Yes. So maybe I have to get the fried chicken.
I think you're gonna get the fried chicken.
Get a side of collard greens.
And a bucket of collard greens.
All right, Sharpie, where are you going?
There aren't many choices.
You can come to 50s with us.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Well, I don't know. The last time we all went to 50s, we all got in trouble.
We did.
I know. And it wasn't even fake
trouble.
It wasn't even fake trouble. It was real trouble.
Exactly. It's like, why are you so mad at us? But yeah, I would probably go to 50s as well. I really like the menu. I like the it's a very fun atmosphere. There is a lounge right in the waiting area. So have a drink before you have dinner. But what would I order? There's a sampler with the pot roast and the loaf and fried chicken. I would definitely get the sampler.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I love meatloaf. We have we use the recipe for the 50s Primetime meatloaf, and it is pretty spectacular.
I'll have to try that. I haven't had their meatloaf. Steve gets it frequently. I haven't, and I don't know. I'm very leery of other people's meatloaf.
I feel that way as well. Meatloaf is like a personal thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's like religion.
Theirs is a mix of beef and pork.
Oh, that wouldn't do it.
And that's fine with me.
It's really good. I really, really enjoy it. It's delicious.
I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a try. Or maybe I'll have Steve order it and try his.
There you go.
That's
what I would do.
Way.
And that's what Chris does.
Well, if you've got it on your plate... You Chris need to watch out for Chris's fork.
Yes. It's weird because like when my husband and I first met, I said to him, look, I'm really not into sharing desserts, so don't even suggest it, which is surprising that we ended up getting married, but because that was like a first date kind of thing. But I always want everyone else's food.
Yeah, but God forbid you stick your fork on her plate, you'll get stabbed by her.
I'm pretty sure I shared those ricotta things, those little donut thingies with you. At California Grill.
Yes.
You know, I was going to say it's a one
tell
way.
Tell me though, you've had enough.
Yeah. I was like, I'm done. And I tossed you one.
I was going to say it's a one way street with Chris on sharing, but that's not true. She does share and she offers, do you want to try this? oh, this is great. You want to sample it? So in all fairness, she shares.
Sort of.
You kind do. Of.
Well, it's easy at Disney because you've been eating all day by the time dinner rolls around.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Sharpie, you're getting the sampler. I, too, am heading to 50s Primetime.
Oh, it's a party.
It is.
We're going to have a good time.
I'm going to get Mom's.
I think this means that we need to have dinner at 50s Primetime in December.
You know what? I was going to suggest that. Can we dress up again?
I'll
talk.
Take pictures.
Okay.
Okay, Mom's old-fashioned pot roast. I love pot roast. And it's very good. It's very tender. Just general yumminess. And I might start off with some beer battered onion rings.
Good suggestion, Lisa.
Yeah, I like that. Although this is the place for desserts. And a shake would count as your dessert, right? Make sure that hasn't changed.
It could be your drink.
No, but I mean, as far as your credits.
On the dining plan, yeah, it's got to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on the dining plan. I forgot about that, you know.
That's the whole show topic.
Element of the show topic.
Okay. All right. So we're done with Hollywood Studios. We're going over to Animal Kingdom. Lauren, you're up.
Okay. Animal Kingdom is a tough one for me because I don't like any sit-down restaurants there, really. If I had to pick one.
You do.
It would be Yak and Yeti. And I would probably do the lettuce cups for two, which are yummy. And then I would probably get the sweet and sour chicken.
Okay,
or fair. The teriyaki chicken kebabs. I like them both. But if I'm going to do a sit down there, that's generally where I'll eat.
Okay. Chris.
Tusker House, and specifically for breakfast, it's probably one of the best character dinners character experiences. Yeah. On property. And they have donuts. And what can you, you know, unlimited donuts, I'm there.
And Mickey waffles.
And, you know, I don't even get to those. I get really distracted by those donuts.
All right. Sharpie, where are you eating? This is going to be good and long.
Tusker House breakfast.
Okay.
Simple.
Okay.
It's one of our favorites.
I was not expecting that. All right, what's your favorite thing on the buffet?
Oh, gosh. I really like the African sweet potatoes.
Oh, okay.
And the blintzes. The cheese blintz, they're phenomenal.
Okay. Good call. I'm thinking outside the box a little bit. While I do enjoy Tusker House, and yes, Lauren, this is a bit of cheating because I mentioned Tusker House for breakfast. I'm going to go with Rainforest Cafe for dinner.
I don't love Rainforest.
I like it. And yeah. I'm usually in the minority when I talk about this, but I think they have good food. And I'll probably get a China Island salad. They have a good salad. They have good ribs, too. Their burgers are good. They have good food, people.
It's okay.
Oh, Sharpie.
Didn't we eat there in Disneyland Paris?
We did. The service was not
so
good.
So bad.
It was bad there. I will give you that.
See, I don't know if I could, because I've never, that's the only one I've ever eaten at, and I don't know that I could ever go back after that. That's how bad it was.
It was
of
a
course,
bad experience.
Our entire dining experience from start to finish in Paris, you know, in general, was just really disappointing, unless you're into chicken nuggets. Yeah. So,
I did enjoy the pizza, though.
Oh, I didn't even like the pizza. The pizza tasted like New York-style pizza. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't get me started.
Oh, boy. All right, but I do enjoy several things that they have. They have a Rasta pasta that I like. They have the Mojo Bones. Wonderful, wonderful. Fall off the bones, spare ribs, pork spare ribs. I could pick five different things from this menu without even blinking and enjoy it. And I can't believe I'm in such a minority.
Yeah, I don't love that one.
Yummy food.
The drinks are good there. We really like the drinks there, but.
Mm. Oh, and they have a good is it a flatbread or a quesadilla? Chicken pita quesadilla. Yum.
See, for me, Rainforest Cafe was a little too much like an Applebee's.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, maybe that's why I like it. No, but I think, all right, maybe.
Yeah.
China Island chicken salad, Oriental chicken salad. Yeah, I see the connection here.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You might have me there, but I like it. And I'm not going to let you guys bully me. Got it?
We're not trying to. Mm. We're just saying you'd be eating alone, Lisa.
Yeah, yes. I get it.
That's all we're saying.
Table for one.
Exactly.
All right. Any other final thoughts on... Lauren, go ahead. If you have any other restaurants that you wanted to pick in the parks.
I'm going to behave.
Hmm.
Oh, I could go on. I mean, seriously? There's so many awesome options for one credit. But the tougher one is actually going out to the resorts, I think. And we purposely didn't do the resorts on the show, but then it's kind of hit and miss, isn't it? I don't know. I think it is.
I don't know. Maybe that's another show.
Yes.
All right. So I will go ahead and wrap up the show here. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to the shows, go over to iTunes or to mousechat.net and you can download more of them. If you have comments or questions for us, please go to mousechat.net. You can leave your comments there. And thank you very much for listening to the show. Hope to see... Hold on.
That was a great Chewbacca impression.
That was good.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. And please join us again next time on Mousechat.